Yud Aleph, Sif Yud. Simhoi Rochik Mikher Konof, Maloi Kesher Goydel. Sif, the hole where the tzitzis go into the baggage was placed properly. It was the correct distance from the edge. Venitku Michute Orev, the Orev, Anshlanishabar Kashir. So, some of the threads of the garments pulled out, so now the garment is frayed at the ends. The hole is that much closer to the end of the garment. The edge of the garment moved in, so now you're not at the distance that you should be from the edge of the garments. Says Kasha Kimin Shoyu Boy Kishir B'Shosh Shehitu B'Tzitzeh. When you put the tzitzeh in, it was the correct distance. Therefore, it does not become puzzle by the fact that you lose your distance. Okay, so the Ramah. So theoretically, another example of that would be if the hole where the tzitzis were tore and moved down to the edge. So Ramah says to prevent that, the menagim lasos imra sabavinek, we make a reinforcement around the hole. So you know, take shom, it shouldn't tear over there. Yeh mepachus mekashir, and go too far to the edge. Okay, now you said imra besas abegad lemata mehaytime, and you also make a reinforcement at the corner of the edge of the garment for this reason, that it shouldn't rip out and then it'll come too close to the edge. See what the mikra did, it's kosher. Because when you put it in, it was the right distance. The fact that later on the garment frayed does not take away from its kashrus. But we'd prefer not to be in that situation, so let's make some type of reinforcement that shouldn't happen. The Shabur says the reason why we're worried about it because people shouldn't look at it and say that that's not kosher. So Zokta Mechaber Viter, Yesh Armim Shabasaych Rechav Abegad, Aimless Shear. Yesh Armim Shadin Rechav Abegad, Kadin Ha'arach, and Niran Divrei. So there's an opinion which is lenient and says, so we discussed that there's a distance that can't be too close to the edge and it can't be too far in. So does that apply both to the Aruch of the Begad and the Reichav of the Begad? So some say it only applies to the Aruch. It doesn't apply to the Reichav. Some say it applies both directions, and that's in that Menir Dibraim, the Mechaber passes like that opinion. Now what's Aruch and what's Reichav? Right? So it's interesting, the way the Mishavur explains it is that they did Itzuf for their Begad. The direction you're going to be doing your Itzuf will be Aruch. So from the height of the person down will be the reichel, will be the width of the baggage. And what's wrapping around the person will be the arach.
Which makes sense.
What?
Yeah, makes sense.
Which makes sense. Okay. Let's see, Mr. Beruz, Memches. So the case was that you put it in the right spot, and then afterwards the edge of the garment frayed. So it can't be too close to the edge. The edge of the garment frayed. It ends up that the hole is too close to the edge. Or the opposite could happen, would be that the hole expanded, the hole where the hole was tore a little bit, so the tzitzis moved too close to the end of the baggage. So the law is either way, since you put it in, it was kosher, it does not become puzzle afterwards. So the law is, when you put it in as kosher, that's fine. So what's called you put it in as kosher? As soon as you put in you made the first knot, the first set of knots, you made your first kulya, which is the first set of wrappings around, and you made a knot. So now you have gdil and psil. So if you have gedil and psil, you're done. You made your kosher tzitzis d'oraisa. So even though we have a minute to do more, etc., that's not ma'akid. So you made then a second later the thing tears, and the hole it moves down too far down. No problem. Doesn't bother us. It's not a problem. So
you can do it deliberately too. You can trim the edge, and it's kosher then.
Correct. It's not chatchila.
Right.
It would be kosher. Okay. Fine. So if the oriv came out, so if this is the length of your baggage, so if these all of these threads came out, so now you don't have the baggage is no longer, and now you have some chassis threads hanging out, but you don't have really have a baggage there anymore. So that's considered. So, and like we'll see in a second, the same problem could currently applies in the width also. So, since when you put it in, it was kosher. For sure. So, you have to make the sitzes on the corner. So, we said we defined these shurim where halachas and what's called the corner. And you put it by the corner. Like, the main thing is when you put it in, it was in the right place. Now, if I don't have an oyster and sitzer, should it look a bit hechsher? This halacha is only true if whatever you've made, you can't put in other ones here in this corner until you correct the issue. So I'll get the baggage kosher, so you know, I'll take those out and put in different ones. Then he said, we reinforce the hole where you put the sitzes in. We don't want it to end up tearing and then going too close to the edge. Pachas mekasher non aleph. After be able to kosher, I just told you it's kosher. So what are we worried about? Kamalkam toylas again. It's good to reinforce it. They shouldn't do that. Keshli yavoy harayim lemer shupasul kliyam alab dina gemeri. People will think that it's possible. They don't know that it's halacha. They just see that it's too close to the edge. So they're going to get confused. So we better, you know what? Let's reinforce it and not have that situation. Nun beis. Some say that this halacha of that there's a shear, how far or close you have to put it to the edge, applies in the length of the baggage, not in the width. Yeshar mentioned besides the seal of the ikur shem konof shayach al sofa tafter and shall erech a baggage. The konof is the end of the length of the baggage. La rechav baggage, not necessarily by the width. Rechav baggage kermashem alubish b'chodim kamosim erosha the raglo. The width is going to be that from the person's. What corresponds to the person's height from his head to his feet, that's the width. Baruch HaBegad Karmashim Yisatid, by what you wrap the garment around you, they did ituf, the derech ituf hu ba'aruch, the way you were ma'atev was you take the longer edge of the length of the garment, and that's what you wrap around. So according to this opinion, it's ain lo shir. So we said that, remember, there were two shirim that he had. It can't be too close to the edge. It can't be too far from the edge. So even this opinion which says that Reuchev doesn't have that halacha, it doesn't have a halacha being too close to the edge. But too far from the edge, it does. In other words, I can't put... So if this would be the length, and if this is the length of the garment, this is the width of the garment, right? So according to it has to be in the length, it has to be by the edge. So it can't be too close to the edge, and it can't be too far from the edge. The width-wise, I can put it all the way, as long as it's indented in the earth properly, the fact that it's very close to the edge of the earth, according to the sheet, is not a problem. But if I put it over here, it's very far away from the edge of the earth, so that's not acceptable.
There's a question. I think we'll go back a minute on this... So the Torah is Makpida only on when you put it on. But from there, same kind of logic, I could learn that you put it on, take it off, and you're okay. You don't have to have it there all the time.
Well, that's correct, but there's a constant mitzvah, the mitzvah to put it in. You know mitzvah to put it in again. Coals under there, don't be mitzvah to put them in. You're right, if I take them out.
No, maybe it's once. There's a mitzvah to do it once, and you've done it, and you're okay.
Interesting question. I'm not sure I can give you a rye in the language that's incorrect. We know that it's incorrect. The question is why.
I didn't understand the question.
If we're saying that as long as you put them in properly, the fact that they move afterwards is not a problem, because the main thing is at the moment of asiya. So why don't we take that? Why don't we extend that thought a step further and say the main thing is I have a garment, I put tzitzis in. Now I can take them out afterwards. I did them instead of putting them in. I don't have to wait. I don't keep them in. Right, which is not correct. The question is why not? I'm not sure I have a good answer for that one. Okay, Yud Aleph. Ima Gadil Shakaran Uri Liza Hu Rachel. Well, Yatav Hashitzis. So they made some type of habit. They would have some type of a reinforcement around the edge, which. Some type of a decorative edge, so that you don't put the tzitzis. I'm sorry. This is talking about that you would leave what we have. Some people say that they have the decorative fringes at the side of the garment. Your talus, you have those knots at the side. Mm-hmm. So what's that about? It says what it is, if you think about it, what it is, it's chassis threads without orif. Right? Chassis threads are the foundation threads that you make when you put in the loom, and orif threads are the threads which you then weave through them, which you're ma'ar of them, you mix them in. So mixing them in. Right? So at the edge, so now I have these chassis threads at the end, so I take a bunch of them and I tie it off. Take the next bunch and I tie them off, etc. There's no order of there. So all this is chassis. So Mechaber holds, you don't put the tzitzis on. We'll see in a second. We don't have those by the edge. Mechaber is having it all the way down to the edge. He's saying, well, you know, this thing's sticking out, don't put tzitzis there. We hit the boy post. You can't put the tzitzis in there. But can't say vigdayim ksivas. I don't have to my bag. It's not part of the bag. Abu who the sheer maloi kasher girdle or achok is gimel etzbaos kimesh anekem b'secha bagot. But according to him, it's measured as part of the bagot. So if you need this, I have to make it a certain distance from the edge. Well, I have this stuff hanging out. That'll count for the distance. And then I move my tzitzis in and I put them in the right place.
So it's a bagot and not a bagot.
So it's a bagot and not a bagot, right? We're saying it, you can't place it there because it's lacking in the shame bagot, but it does count according to the mechaber as part of the measurement of this is part of the measurement of the bagot, so it's not all the way at the edge. Comes from Ramah. Ramah says, "With Tov Shiim the Kesher Shir Kesher Gadol below Yom Hagidol." No, so you should not count that as for your measuring part. Dana Yeh Gimel Tov Gimel Tzbaos Yom Hagidol. So the Ramah is saying that, like you said, you make up your mind. What do we do with it? So this middle idea is difficult. So I think Shakaran Uri Liza Nundalit. Hanamashim and Ifim Ksas Plute Shasi Bloyer. You leave some of the chassis threads without Oriv. Ubisayf Orgim, and then you sort of like weave it together amongst itself. Wumpshat. Vyesha Kosha Shemashana Karam Osebalishanenu Krikas, which is basically some type of a binder at the end of the garment. This would be true whether it's the length or the width, it wouldn't make a difference. So we said, it's more than the kesher, your kesher agadol, your measurement of the kesher agadol. So I said, okay, now, I have to distance my tzitzis from the corner that much. This extra will count for that, and I'll put my hole right there. So as Mechaber says, so you can't put the tzitzis in. See, it's wide enough. His first case is it's wide enough. You want to put the hole with the tzitzis where that is. So that's not good. But it does count for the shear of the kesher girdle. Or for the gimelet's bows, Hanashal Yarchik Haneka Misras Hagdil, Vaholo Yosemi Gimelet's bows. So it can count for the Kesher Maloi Gadol, and also it counts for the Chumrah of Gimelet's bows that you have a limit how far you can put it. comes to Ramah, the Ramah says that you should measure the shear of the kosher without the gedil. Im hagdil rochav shtei etzbos hasholos. So now we have a problem. So according to Machaber, that counts for your measure. According to Ramah, it doesn't. So what do we do? So Yachlim, so you should cut off some of it. There shouldn't be such a problem. So all of this, either pshat, whether it's extra binding or it's this the chassis threads without the order of or vice versa, it's a suffix. So the best thing is not to have them by the corners. That's why you look at our talasim. We don't have those extra fridges sticking up at the corner part. Not to get involved in the question of how to measure. Okay, so Astal Shalom Shakar and Shlak, Shemachut and Arugim Shesi Vardiv, Yatus and Kanon Hatol Satsitsis, Bimakam and Kanophis. So that which we have at the edge, which they're not Orug, with Shesi Vardiv, they only have Shesi or Orev, you don't want that in the corner, because it's going to be questionable. So that's why we remove that, not to get involved in that child. Okay. Good base. Minyan chutei atzitzios b'chol kanav is our book. Fold them shem shemar. So you take four, you fold them over, and it ends up being eight. In hoisiv is possible. The mechaber says if you add more and make it more than eight, it'll be possible. Now yatzar rosh echutz in harbo v'itchveim b'kanav v'yich poleim v'oz yishmarina. Let's say I have a very long string. So I fold it over and I create, now it's four. Then I stick it into the hole and now it's eight, but it's attached. So really it's not really four chutim, it's not really eight chutim, it's really one long chut, so you want to cut it before you put it into the hole, you want to cut it off, you want to cut the edges, the ends, so it should be four separate chutim. When you put through, it'll become eight. So you want to cut that off before you put them in. And then in your gimel, he'll talk about if you didn't cut them off, you put them in as such. Like when's the cutoff point that it's no longer kosher by doing that? Okay, Mishabur and Ches, Arboa Kfulim. So where do we get four from? It says Gedil Shnayim, Gedilim Arboa. So it says you should make Gedil. So the word Gedil itself means Shnayim, means at least the two threads which are going to be able to interweave with each other. That's what Gedil means. And it says gedilim, which is plural, so that's already four. Pirish, you have exceed gedil, have mash mashtayim. The word gedil means two. Then gedil pachachas mashtayim. You can't make a gedil less than two. The hash of the seed gedilim are boa mash. Once it's plural, so that's four. Zman shoyer tchelis, hoyo irsin shtayim et tchelis, or shtayim elov. Once upon a time when they had tchelis, so the Mora says they would do two of each. We use the white ones in place of the tchelis. So I said, "Aruki Michel Lovin." So we use all four out of Lovin. Shem Shmarino. After Sheikh Yachnisim beBegel and Yichpolim. After you put it into the begel and you fold them over, Mixiv Psil came Psilo Shukafel. So that teaches the word which teaches that you're going to take these four and make them into eight. You're going to fold them over. And so the word Psil. The word seal is a wick, which is you make it by twisting. So if you add more, it's possible. Why is it possible? Mishum the cover of the if you bring over this sort of adding on to the mitzvah of the Torah. So that's the mechaber shita. So the mishum rabbi grob biyurov hiskim alocha the shita ha'iter ha'buba bebeis Yosef shaserve the embez mishum bal toisiv. The Bala Eater argues, it's one of the early Rishonim, and he says that no, doesn't possible. Second set of Bala Tosef, he proceeded in the Gemara, but the case the Gemara we're talking about, which is possible, is Dafka Shehosef Min Acher Lachutim. You added a different type of material there. You're going Chute Cannabis in Tzemer Geffen, you added canvas or cotton. The voice said, Amin. But also, I mean, you can have as many strings as you want, as long as it's the same mint. If you made them ready and you can't correct them right now, you can use them as tzitzis for now. But when you're able to change, you have to change. Okay, now, then if you have less than the required number, so more is a machlokes, whether it's a problem, but less for sure is a problem. Okay. So Yahtzah, let's learn, you should cut them. Chachil Yahtzah, cut them, she'itchevim bekanof. You should cut them, cut them the string apart before you put it through the hole. Now, v'yishachat them b'shinov v'loi b'sakim. So he says, when you do cut them, so what are you going to cut them with? So you should use your teeth and not use a knife. Knife is made out of metal.
So, excuse me.
Knife is made out of metal. The pasuk says by the mizbeach, you shouldn't use a metal sword to smooth the face of the mizbeach, because the mizbeach is made to be marachyam shalom, and that's made the katsiyam shalom. So the Torah says you shouldn't put the chair. So we extend that concept to the other mitzvahs also. That's the reasoning. So you can do it with your teeth. That's one option. Nowadays they have ceramic scissors. So it's not metal. It's strong enough and it's sharp enough that you can cut with it. So I actually have a pair of ceramic scissors. So if I ever need to cut my scissors, I bought them for that. You know, I ordered them online. You can, you know. They're not cheap. The Velt buys them because they claim that the edge never dulls. So it's a very, very strong ceramic. It never dulls. That I can't tell you, but it cuts it. Everybody has a different reason why they do it. Let's see one more sif. Yud Gimel. So he's continuing the thought we just said in the last sif, which was you should cut them before you put them in. But even if you didn't do that, you put them in, they were still attached. Before you start wrapping, start making knots and wrapping, you better make sure you have eights. So that you must be careful that you cut them apart. It should be eight separate hanging strings before you start wrapping. If you made one chulya, chulya means one of the sections between the knots. The kasher fill a kasher echad, v'achokach chatochon. Pasul mushum tassel amid also sherei b'psul asa. So the ikur definition of making tzitzis is putting it through, making a knot, making a chulya, and making a knot. So if you've done that, you made your tzitzis b'psul. They were an eight. They were attached. So you'd have to undo it and start over again. But the way the Bechamer presents the case was actually making wrappings and making a knot. The way I told you the case was not wrappings, knot. Bechamer says the case of wrappings, knot. Just theoretically, if you didn't make your first knot, you just put it through, made wrappings, and then made a knot underneath it. And making sense, right? Normally, we first put it through, make a knot, wrap it around, and make a knot. Let's say you didn't make the first knot. You just put it through, wrapped it around, and made a knot. That also means the rice would be kosher. You have a kasher, so it's being held in place. You have wrapping, so there's gedil. That's it. That also would be ready enough to be possible your tzitzis in this situation, because it wasn't eights. In other words, flip it around. That would be rice. That'd be called tzitzis. So that's why you have a problem if you put it. You weren't careful to cut them apart before you did that. It was not considered not the psul. Someone base you saw your son machine over below chatochem cut them at the chiva. If I told you and said your base cut them before you put them in, you didn't listen to me. You didn't cut them before you put them in. Akaponim, you saw out to cut them at kricha. At least make sure you do it before you wrap it. You do the krichas. Ayin tas. And what's called the chulya? What's the minimum amount of the chulya? Three wrappings. And then you made a knot, the kosher. gam kosher achar chulya filu rak kesher echa. You made a chulya and you made or not. Yotzi dechivosa made a raisa. You mekayim your mitzvah the raisa of tzitzis. Filu also klal hakesher samach lekanov. Even if you didn't make an upper knot before you wrapped, that's called you have a knot, you have your gedil, you have your psil, you have everything we need. You have the wrapped part, you have the free hanging part, you have the knot. Even if the knot is after the wrapping, it's the biyot to the raisa. Well, once that's true, that you biyot to the raisa, you can't have it tassel v'nosa. You made your sitzes already, and you made them improperly because it wasn't eight shrinks. I mean, look also akesha shachar achulyot. After also akesher rishon shekadem achulyot. Let's say the other way around. You made your first knot. You wrapped around, but you haven't made the second knot yet. Well, nigmar dynasty is a tzitzis. That's not called you made tzitzis yet. The akesher achulyot enemies kaim klal ven kan gedil. Midrash, you have to have a knot. You also have to have a gedil. Well, I have a gedil. No, you don't. It's not going to stay without a second knot. So even though midrash, you can get away with chulya, with gedil, and one knot, one set of, you know, one real knot, you know, double knot, right? But that doesn't work if you made your knot. That's only because you have your gedil staying in place because the knot was beneath it. You don't need to make a knot above it. But if you made a knot first and you made gedil without another second knot, you're not yotzi yet. You didn't make tzitzis yet. So that situation, that situation, you can still cut the tzitzis right now. Some of them are and not like that. You should be careful what they say. Therefore, in that situation, it's better not to say you could cut them now. You would have to undo it and redo it again. He says one knot. It doesn't mean one time wrapping around. It means a double knot. It just means one of the five. Just making one step of the knot, the first step, as opposed to the double knot. That's not called a knot because that's going to come out. That's called a miskayim. So that would not be a kiyum of the mitzvah making sitzes. Okay.